on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
Looking to execute a quick play. The boy stays on his feet here, Woods. Moses is the man again, boys. He sends it away, however, a little Turner option. Brooks decides to take off. Brooks goes, puts it through, and bounces up for the Nkwama. It came off the feet of the Dogs, and the Nkwama scores under the sticks.
You can feel it coming. You can feel it coming. They just had too much energy for the Bulldogs, who were trying valiantly to hold them at bay.
Well, in the end, it was the West Tigers triumphant with that winning try, not the drop goal. Aaron Woods leading from the front. There was plenty of drama, 18 points to 12, and it was a good performance by the West Tigers. He would have been keeping an eye on all the other matches and, of course, watching all the Origin aspirants go around. The Queensland Origin coach joins us on the line, Kevvy Walters. G'day, Kevvy.
Morning, TK. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Jeez, there was some... Plenty of drama over the weekend, buddy.
Oh, what a weekend of footy. It started, didn't it, on Friday night with the Raiders up in their match. I'm just trying to think. That was against Manly, wasn't it, down there? Yeah, what a comeback from Manly to clinch it in the dying seconds. And then over the weekend, again, still just so many games. We had the Broncos and the South games, a little bit of controversy there, and then continued to yesterday. And what a game that was. And great to see Aaron Woods responding to all of the criticism he'd received throughout the week with a man-of-the-match performance in yesterday's game.
What did you think of the Tigers' win? You know, there's been plenty of adversity, Kev. And Aaron Woods, in the face of everything that he's been copping at the moment, manages to pull out a game like that. It just shows, you know, what he's made of, really.
Yeah, it really does. And they all stood up yesterday to a tee. And people, and particularly the Tigers fans, you know, have been waiting for this to happen for this team, for, you know, all season, basically, except for one or two games where they really showed what they can do. And they've been just so inconsistent. But yesterday they were very good against the Bulldogs. And I just listened to the comments there from Phil Gould that you always thought the Tigers were going to get home and win that one because they're just playing with so much enthusiasm and energy against the Dogs. And it was a bit of luck at the end to get them over the line. But you always felt that was going to happen. And well done to them. And particularly Aaron Woods, their captain, and Tedesco as well. Brooks was under a lot of pressure, and Moses as well. All those guys responded magnificently and showed us what sort of players they can be, given the opportunity and the space.
Kevvy, as Queensland Origin coach, were you worried about the returning performance of Jared Hayne? He was very, very good for the Gold Coast Titans, as Jared can be off a four-week layoff.
Yeah, well, he's a special player, isn't he? And we sometimes forget how special he is. I think he was responding to a bit of criticism as well. I think his future is settled now too at the Gold Coast. So that's always a big thing for players to get their off-field right, and then they can get their on-field right. And certainly Jared Hayne was a difference for the Titans on the weekend. You need those class players to get you home in those tight games. And we've seen the Titans battle on so much this year and get beaten, but you drop a little bit of class in to get things finished off, and away you go. It wasn't just him, of course. Kev Proctor was back for them as well, and Conrad Hurrell. Those three in particular were outstanding for the Titans. And they're their big signings, and that's what you need continually, those guys to stand up, you know, in any situation. And they did that again against the Premiers. What a victory it was for the Titans.
Have you got a bit of mail on us about, has Hayne done a deal at the Titans?
I think he agreed. I think he had an option for next year. I think he's all but agreed to stay there next year, which is great for the coast and great for Jared Hayne. I think he's... we've only seen him in minimal games up there, but a real glimpse and a reminder to us all again on Saturday how good a player that Jared Hayne is.
Yeah. You expect him to be there for New South Wales?
I do. I think Laurie has the mindset. I'll find out tonight off him anyway, TK, on 360. I'll get into him. He gives me one of 50 names every week.
He's in the mix.
He's in the mix. Well, he's one of 55 blokes in the mix, so yeah.
Can you ask him who the halves are while you're there?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a puzzle for him. Maybe he's got to sort it out, Laurie. But look, I know at rep level, you pick your best players and then you find positions for them. Well, I think Jared Hayne would be in the top 17 for New South Wales, given that there's still another 4 or 5 weeks of NRL. He'll need that into his legs, the way that he plays and the energy that he plays with. We saw him have a couple of spells on the wing there. He shifted Tyrone Roberts back to fullback at different times. But he's one of those players. And I just remember his first Origin game, Jared Hayne, as a 19-year-old, flashing down the Suncorp touchline and scoring a try for New South Wales. And that shows, you know, his class in his first Origin game, speed and strength and all those things, he's got it. He's got Origin stamp all over him. It's just a matter of where Laurie can fit him in.
And, mate, you mentioned that Canberra-Manly game, which was a cracking game. Jeez, that was an enjoyable game. Three tries apiece in the end, Manly winning by 20 points to 18. Jordan Rapana scored that remarkable try. But apart from that, I wanted to talk about you'd be worried if Joey Leilua plays, won't you?
Oh, certainly. He's a terrific player. But I think Laurie's going to stick a bit tried and true, as Mal will, with his selections for the Australian team in a couple of weeks. I expect them to not be too far off, you know, the Four Nations last year for Mal, and that meant Dugan was the right centre for Australia. I expect him to be picked there again. But, look, he's got some great depth there. Not only Leilua, but also James Roberts has found some touch as well at the Broncos on that right side. So lots of good options there for Mal and Laurie, as a matter of fact. So, but, you know, that game was great. And what about nearly an all-in? Well, it would have been an all-in had the punching laws not been knocked out about with Walker lining up the conversion. And then all of a sudden, he's missed it. And the sledging from the Raiders, it was one of those moments where you just got to freeze the television and think, did that really happen? You know, it was quite amazing.
During your career, because I was mentioning it on the Fox commentary, during your career, Kev, can you recall that amount of sledging of a kicker?
No, I do think it's probably not in the spirit of the game as such. You know, I mean, it's fine to you know, give you nitty gritty and a little bit of sledging. When a guy's lining up a kick like that, and they were offside as well, the Raiders, weren't they? They were inside the actual 10 metres. So had he missed that conversion, he was probably entitled to have another shot from that spot again. But probably the worst I saw was someone running back and kicking over the sand, because we used to use sand in our days, none of these kicking tees. So that was probably the worst that I ever saw. No, it was something incredible, that's for sure.
Just on that, I was against what was happening from the Canberra Raiders players, Kevy, but Dylan Walker's come out and said, no, I started it all. So yeah, he went over the top when I think it was Whitehead made a blunder.
Yeah. Well, he's one of those players, in your, like a Justin Hodges sort of player, isn't he? That really likes to get in your face and try and intimidate you. So I'm pleased he put his hand up, because normally that's the reaction from players. They don't normally start too much. The you know, Hodgson for sure for the Raiders and Elliott and these sort of guys, that Whitehead, they're not into that sort of sledging battle. But if someone takes them on, well, they're happy to accommodate it, I'm pretty sure. And that's what they did. It was most of the Raiders, the men in green were into him. So he's obviously rustling a few feathers there prior to that incident.
I know one thing, Ricky looked very happy on the sideline at the end there.
Oh,
when he walked off. He was an happy stick.
No, that'd be a game that they would have thought they, you know, given the position that we're in, probably thought they should have won. But Manly have been surprising a few, and Manly's record down there is outstanding from when the Raiders first came into the competition. So it's funny how these teams, you know, get to certain grounds and they've got unbelievable records. So it was good win for Manly. That'll put them back right in the thick of action, for sure.
Let's cast our mind forward. Big day tomorrow, obviously, with Anzac Day. Those two Anzac Day fixtures, especially the traditional one between the Dragons and the Roosters at Allianz. It's more an occasion than a match. Did you ever play on Anzac Day? Would you have loved that opportunity as a player?
I was involved with the Melbourne Storm when they were playing their fixtures on Anzac Day against the Warriors, and it really is a special day for the players, and really remembering how lucky we are as Australians today, living in the country that we do, because of the men and women that have gone before us and their sacrifices. And that the Storm always do things really on special occasions, really nicely and really respectfully. And you know, I think on that occasion when I was at the Storm, we went to the dawn service at the staff. It obviously the players didn't, and really got a feel for, you know, what the day is all about, and was a terrific occasion. And that'll be the case again for those players participating tomorrow. Certainly rugby league, you know, is big on their minds, but more importantly is remembering those that men and women who have served this country and put us in the position that we are today with our freedom. It's fantastic from what they've done, and it's great that rugby league is remembering the Anzacs that have gone before us.
No doubt, mate. We all concur with those sentiments as well. Mate, I don't want to be negative, but I want to find out what you think's wrong with the Penrith Panthers. Just the two wins after 8 weeks, you know. It worries me that Anthony Griffin sits there and says, I don't know when it's going to come together.
No, well, he probably doesn't. He's probably speaking the truth. It's hard as a coach when that
sort of
thing happens to you. But all I can do is keep working. You know, it's an old saying, keep working harder training. But just watching them the last couple of weeks that they are really down in confidence. And I see some players doing things that, you know, they wouldn't normally do. Their attack looks like it's messy and no one knows what's going on. So basically, they've got to strip things right back, the Panthers, and, you know, really go back to basics to get themselves back into form and just do the things that you do well personally. If you can all do that, that's 17 guys. Things will turn around pretty quickly for the Panthers because they're not lacking talent, just lacking or ability, just lacking a little bit of confidence, a little bit of luck as well. All those things sort of seem to leave you when things aren't going right for you.
Yeah, but I think they've got Brisbane next Thursday, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I guess the best way to turn things around is against some of the better opponents. And
probably,
you know, Anthony Griffin back up against Wayne Bennett. I mean, there's a little bit of rivalry there as well. So, you know, the Broncos need to be careful and prepare properly because the Panthers won't be too far away from turning it around. And who knows, it could be this week against the Broncos, although having watched the Broncos the last couple of weeks, they've been a bit indifferent with their form as well, a little bit patchy. So yeah, it should be a great match again up here on Thursday night.
Very good, Kevy. Thanks for your thoughts. Look forward to seeing you and Laurie on NRL 360 tonight.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. And everyone have a great Anzac Day tomorrow.
You too, mate.
Thanks, Kevin.
Good on you. Kevin Waters there, Queensland Origin coach.